This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Rachel Mindell, the director of the Montana Book Festival. Mindell is also a poet, teacher, and author with graduate degrees in creative writing from the University of Montana.
Mindell explores the way that driving through the Western landscape has played an invisible yet essential role in the production of her poetry. She writes,
"Some of my most illuminating experiences of the West have occurred behind the wheel of a car. This is not especially romantic. Having lived in Arizona, Colorado, Montana, and as a woman who loves to hike, to sit on rocks, and to feel insignificant, I have continually averted the expression of a direct commune with nature. As a writer, I need expansive solitude to produce, a metal cage with windows and relative silence. To produce, I need to drive. I've made the trek between Tucson and Missoula several times. Alone in a car, I've sped through every season and style of terrain, the road wide open. But even traffic provides a suspension, one that pokes the creative dirt to push in seeds. Every stop bears a sign, sometimes literally a sign. Though I need driving to write, I rarely write about driving, or even nature. Driving is the incubation before words, a time for wild expanses to speak in their own tongues. And in the rapid flood of scribbling that occurs at rest stops, the couches of hosts, or in motel rooms, I write about urban landscapes of the inner mind. There is rarely a wildflower, and certainly never a car. And yet, the art couldn't be there without them."
Mindell pairs her reflection with an excerpt from a poem from Gregory Pardlow's collection, Digest, a volume which won the 2015 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry. In one section of his book, Pardlow sets off a series of poetic improvisations, much like jazz improvisations, only with language and ideas.
In this one, titled Occam, he riffs on the way that driving through towns and distinct geographies provokes unexpected thoughts that can unravel in even less expected directions. Ultimately, Pardlow suggests that the act of driving is akin to riding around in a poem.
Occam. "You often size up the random demographic holiday traffic makes, hoping to see yourself inside a picture bigger than the neighborhood you know. But the knots of cars strung in rows like Inkan Kipu ordain your destination, for they script your possibilities in the Nielsen lingo, abstracted from ad copy instead of the tangible planet. So who is really driving the soapbox you find transporting your thoughts while you inch the highway like the Pope's bubble mobile? Lines at the toll plaza are a poem where you idle in this way, mindless as Sonny Corleone. Every procession ends in a funeral. Think of the chain gang of reindeer and the tiny hands making toys in Santa's maquilas. Will you spend the whole poem reading bumpers and vanity plates, concerned how they distance you? At the end of this poem, full of furtive glances, will you count yourself among the seers or the seen? No one sees you sleeping but your wife, and for her you thought of nothing. Look how little you give of yourself, how little of yourself you have been given."
An excerpt of a poem by Gregory Pardlow.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.